Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
All right, former Nittany Lion quarterback Christian Hackenberg joins us. It was great to see you last week. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Likewise. Always good to get back on campus and catch up with folks like yourself. So I'm doing well, though.
All right. So part of doing well is that you've transitioned into doing some coaching along the way, and you've done some work with Bill Belton. How did that happen?
So my wife, who played lacrosse up at Penn State, Tatum, she's a Jersey girl. So being up in North Jersey for a little bit, when it came time for us to think about trying to set up a home base, she won that battle. And we ended up settling down in South Jersey, close to her family. So Bill reached out to me. He's like, "Are you living in South Jersey?" And I was like, "Yeah, man." And ended up just connecting and talking a little bit. And he's like, "Where at?" And, you know, I was 25 minutes from his alma mater, Winslow Township. So he was coaching there, and he's like, "Dude, come help me." So ended up working out, and we did it. And last year was my first year, and it was good for me because I always kind of had a idea that I wanted to get back in and around the game in that capacity. And the high school level was something that I definitely wanted to at least start with, just because it's pure, man. You get to really influence some kids and bring your experiences and knowledge to guys who really want to learn. And they're really moldable at that age, if that makes sense. So teaching them how to play the right way and giving them just the experiences that I had and where I could have done better and things of that nature. It's super rewarding. And we got a great group of kids, and working with Bill obviously makes it a lot easier due to our prior relationship. So it's been a lot of fun, and looking forward to this year.
So point number one, this will not be the last time you will not win the battle of with your wife as to what you're going to do. So we'll start with that. And I know Tatum, so it's
so. Exactly.
Okay. So now, you know, it's interesting in what I do, and obviously I've done this for a long time, but I tell everybody that I had a mentor, and there's a lot of elements that today, you know, and his name, by the way, was Gil Santos. He did the Patriots for 40 years, but he did Penn State for four, and I was the third guy, and I felt like I was sitting there like a sponge absorbing how he did his job. And there's still phrases I turn today, and there's ways I teach my class today that he helped teach me. So who influenced you as a teacher as to how to teach the game?
I've been very fortunate. I mean, I grew up on the sidelines. My grandfather, my dad's dad, was a high school coach for 30-plus years up in northeastern PA, which, if you're familiar with high school football, back in the day, you know, you had Berwick, Mount Carmel. Yep. There was some really good football being played up there, and he was right in the thick of that. Head coach at Jim Thorpe and North Schuylkill. Between him and my dad coached when I was younger, back at his alma mater, Marion Catholic High School. So I grew up on the sidelines. So I got to see successful programs at a young age. And I was just always around elements of people. My mom was a teacher. Both my grandparents were teachers. So I was always around the element of how to impact people and how to get a message across and motivate them to get to that net result that you're looking for. So I think that definitely having that at a young age played a big role in it. But then all the coaches that I've been around, and credit to my parents, you know, not just with myself, but all my brothers, youth sports all the way through high school, you know, they made it a point to put us around the best people that they could. And they had both played sports collegiately and, you know, had a good idea what good was. So, you know, was just down this weekend, right after the Coaches vs. Cancer tournament. My high school coach got inducted into our Hall of Fame at Fork Union. So just people like that and the relationships you build, you know, you pick things up as a player, and then, you know, being able to reflect on that now, those points stick with you. To your point that you just made about your mentor, those points stick with you, and whether you realize it or not, it makes an influence, and it drives the way that you do things and operate. So I've just been really fortunate since I was young.
Are there actual pieces of advice that you give that you sit back later and said, yeah, that's what I was told verbatim by and whomever it might be. Do you find yourself sometimes repeating some of those things?
Yeah, sometimes I have the one who like I said, I think just because of the age, and again, a part of the reason why I coach high school football is my high school coach, Mickey Sullivan.
Yeah.
He just coached at Fork Union for 40 plus years. You know, coached some really good football players, Eddie George, Chris Perry. So, he was a unique way of doing it, but he's a character, and definitely see Mickey coming through me every once in a while. I look back and like, dang, dude, sounds just like Coach Sullivan. But he had a great way of impacting kids, and he did it for years. And it was, you know, just his Hall of Fame induction, the generations of guys that were back there, like it showed, and everyone had Mickeyisms, as we call them. Yeah, you definitely catch that throughout the process, without a doubt.
You also, when you played here, you had to be tough, both physically and mentally, Christian. You had to be tough. It was, you know, really the roughest time I've seen around here, you know, because mm-hmm. of the limited scholarships and everything that Bill dealt with, what James dealt with. What did that do to toughen you up mentally, not just on the football side, which you can relate to young people now, but also in life?
Well, I mean, that's the funny thing is, to me, sports are the greatest teacher of life. When you look at it at its core, the elements, relationships, trustworthiness, dependability, all these things that make you successful in any avenue that you choose, as a father, as a brother, as a son, you know, you name it, they cross over. So, yeah, I think a lot of those experiences now, and then having been out of it for a while and being able to reflect on it. And I think some people go two different ways, right? It's, you know, the woe is me, and, you know, the hardships kind of don't come out positive on the other end. And you have a lot of guys who take those hardships, internalize them, and then, you know, like I said, really want to help others not have to go through those things. And you have to harden them, because at the end of the day, it's inevitable, but you know, help them navigate those waters a little bit better. And everyone does that. And I think that's just part of growth and passing along the experiences. And if you can do that, man, you should. I think there's a lot of guys who don't share that information, and, or maybe hesitant to, but you never know who you're going to impact.
Exactly. In your coaching style, which is still in its infancy, you're going to go into another season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Sports is supposed to be fun. Now, we all know winning's fun. Winning's a lot of fun. But what do you do that you picked up along the way that during the course of a week, maybe during the course of a couple of weeks, where you make it fun for your players? What have you come up with just so that you can bring out the enjoyment of the game with them?
Well, I think now, you know, the landscape's changed so much, especially in high school sports. There's so much pressure on these kids to be results-oriented. They're, whether it's chasing a scholarship or whatever, but getting them to embrace and love the process has been something that I've really focused on, and portraying it in a way of a guy who has been there, done that, and has made mistakes and has also done it correctly in some ways. And it's funny because Bill and I are kind of opposites. Like, Bill's fiery, and you'd laugh because of how quiet he was, but he's a very fiery, like in your face type of personality. Whereas I'm much more similar to how I was. And I think you can attest to this on the field and off the field at times. You know, when I speak, it's because something needs to be said, but I try to be the steady rock on the ship.
Agreed. Yep.
That's kind of how I take that. And then, like I said, just being able to find creative ways to connect with the kids. And it helps, like, obviously having played where I played and had the experiences that I've experienced, you know, that just helps, you know, face value when the kids get introduced. They're like, oh, wow. So the credibility's there, but then it's about really developing those relationships and figuring out what makes each of those kids tick. And to your point, there's a lot of ways to do it, but I try to make the high school game as fun as it can, because like I said, it's media pressure and pressure of of expectations and things of that nature, I think should stay out of high school sports. I think they should play three sports, as many sports as they can, as long as they can. And I just try to impress that on these kids and just say, listen, man, this is the most fun you're going to have playing football, because it's pure. It's with your buddies you grew up with. You're representing your town. Like, there's something about high school football, and that's what really drew me to that.
How important is that balance for the team that Bill is the way he is and you are the way you are?
It took a little while for us to figure it out, but I think it's big, because, you know, obviously Bill, having played at Winslow and having the high school career he had, you know, he's sort of an urban legend around here.
Yeah.
And the kids see that. And then, you know, me as an outsider coming in, but also, you know, they know that Bill trusts me, and there's just a really good synergy behind it. We're wired very much the same way when it comes to our approach offensively. And then me working with the quarterbacks, you know, I always just try to impress on him, like, hey, you know, this is the guy that's going to make this whole thing go. So at times he can start focusing on, you know, the running backs and certain things that are very important. But at the end of the day, the guy that's going to make the whole engine run is the guy pulling the trigger and making the decision. So I just try to get that, but it works really well. And we both respect the hell out of each other, been through a lot together. So this is just fun now for us. And it's been really cool just seeing the growth over the year. Excited to see what happens in the future.
Obviously, a lot of natural gifts, your arm, set up, how you throw it, the whole deal. But I also thought that in the 3 years you were here, I always liked what I saw from you pre-snap. Can you impart pre-snap to high school quarterbacks?
You know, that kind of goes back to, like, seeing what you're working with, right? You know, You have some kids who can pick those things up, and you don't necessarily want to set a kid up for failure, right? If they can handle that stuff, by all means, like, get them in the boardroom, start talking about defenses, start talking about fronts, start talking about why things work. And if they can pick that up, like, I want to feed it to them. But then there's also that fine line of, like, at the end of the day, you don't want to overwhelm somebody to the point where they turn into this just head case robot that's trying to implement all these things. It's got to come natural. It's got to be sublime, right? Like, you have to, it just has to be something that comes to you. And some kids do it, some kids don't. And it sometimes takes longer than others to be able to pick those things up. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something we tried, and whatever they could handle, we went with. And that's the nice part about having, you know, those experiences, like you're saying. I didn't come in with my ability from a pre-snap standpoint. I was just fortunate enough to be able to pick it up, and Coach O'Brien trusted me enough. So, You know, there was a natural evolution there. So I've seen all ends of that spectrum, and I've kind of been in their shoes learning that stuff.
Yeah.
And it takes some time, takes reps. You got to see it. So, you know, we just try as much as we can to put them in situations to have those experiences and let them grow from there.
You're enjoying this, and you're going to come back for a second year with Bill Belton working on that staff. And I spent a lot of time with Bill when he was up here in April.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go further with this? Do you maybe want to get maybe to be a head coach in high school, maybe be a college coach at some point? Have you thought about that yet?
You know, it's funny. Very easy to get, you know, start thinking about those big picture 5,000 foot view things. But, you know, for me right now, I again, kind of like what I try with the kids is I'm trying to get very process oriented and trying to figure out all the other things that are going on. So It's definitely something that's in the back of my mind. And, you know, I've taken a liking to this and just getting some experience and starting to see how other guys do things outside of the experiences I had at the college and the pro level, and just kind of formulating in my brain, you know, how I would do it, you know, how things would go. But right now, like, my focus, again, I've told Bill this over and over again, like, I want to see him succeed. He's gone all in on this. So that's kind of my focus, is helping him and the kids. And then, you know, I'm from my career in this path, from that standpoint, you know, I want to work with the right people. So I'm not going to jump in it just to jump in it. You know what I mean?
Always a privilege to spend any time with you. Thanks so much for doing that with us today. Appreciate it. It was also really great to see you last week.
Yes, sir. We'll make sure we do it more often. I appreciate you having me on. Looking forward to talking again soon.
Thanks, Christian.
Thanks, Steve.